Llámanos al 91-133-5842 y que el inglés te acompañe.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio. You're listening to The Salad. Here's a little song. One, two, three. Oh, welcome to The Salad. Thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a funny, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really want to know. So it's... yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Salad time. That's right. Welcome to the program. Now, what do we have for you today? Well, let's see. Well, of course, we have our customary salad news bits, news from around the world. Yes, very interesting news today. Where are we going? Well, stay tuned. It's coming up in just a few seconds. Now then, what else do we have for you? Well, today we have very vocabulary. Yes, we shall be looking at some vocabulary today. On very vocabulary, putting your vocabulary to the test. Now, what shall we do today? High-level vocabulary or intermediate vocabulary? What do you think? Well, we haven't quite decided yet. And actually, I don't know. So Alan Parsons, our grammar expert, he's here. And he's ready to put us to the test. So stay tuned for your vocabulary test on very vocabulary. Now then, right now, it must be time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Here's our headline for today. The Welsh plum is given regional protected status. That's our headline. How much did you understand, salad listeners? So the Welsh plum is given regional protected status. Now what's a plum? Una ciruela. Is that right, a plum? Una ciruela. Okay, so... una ciruela galesa, no, a Welsh plum. Yes, so Welsh plum is given regional protected status. So it's going to be protected, protegida. Okay, very interesting. So the Welsh plum, did you even know they had plums? Ciruelas in Wales, Gales. Well, let's go over live to Wales now to find out a bit more about this. Who do we have in Wales? Well, we have, yes, Simon Hallow, our UK correspondent. Well, our UK and European correspondent, I have to say. He's in Wales. So, yes, the Welsh plum is given regional protected status. So, Simon, can you hear me?
Yes, that's right, Dave. I can hear you. Yes, a Welsh plum has been given the same protected status as French champagne, Italian prosciutto ham, and Spanish manchego cheese.
Ah, did you hear that, salad listeners? So, a Welsh plum, ciruela, has been given the same protected status as French champagne, Italian prosciutto ham, and Spanish manchego cheese. Yes, it's protected. Queso manchego. And, you know, you can have that with a Welsh plum. Now then, so it's very interesting. What is this plum, I'm thinking?
Right, yes, the Denby plum has been awarded protected designation of origin, PDO. That particular status has been awarded by the European Union.
Ah, so it's been awarded. Concedido, is that what you say? Been awarded or been given protected designation of origin, or PDO.
Yes, that's right. So it marks a lengthy fight to recognise the fruit, which is Wales's only native variety.
Ah, yeah, it's true, because now, you know, there are many fruits, or different types of fruits, grown all around the world. But this is the only native variety of plums found in Wales, and now it's protected.
Yes, that's right. It joins Anglesey sea salt, Conway mussels, and Caerphilly cheese among foods of protected status.
Ah, so that's right. So Anglesey sea salt, sal marina, no, sea salt. Mussels, I see. Mejillones, so Conway mussels, and Caerphilly cheese. These are all, you know, Welsh foodstuffs with protected status.
Yes, that's right. So I was talking to the secretary of the Denby Plum Group, who told me, this is the consequence of years of work by a group of volunteers from the Denby area to protect Wales's only native plum. Now, it has far-reaching consequences, not only in terms of the food that is produced with the plums, but in terms of planting trees in the whole Vale of Clwyd, because it is important that the whole valley benefits from this.
Now, that's true. So if you think about a fruit, you know, being given protected status, it has far-reaching consequences. Consecuencias amplias, would you say? Far-reaching consequences. You're not only the plum itself, but also trees, because trees, a lot of trees are planted. So, you know, down the valleys of Wales and through the valleys of Wales.
Yes, that's right. And the spokesperson said there will be opportunities for tourism because everyone will have heard about the Vale of Clwyd due to this. Now, the plum becomes the 16th item of food produced in Wales to be added to the protected status list.
Ah, so the Clwyd Valley, it's where these plums are produced. So everyone will have heard about this. I mean, going to see the valley and the plum trees. Now, it's the 16th item of food produce, alimento produce, added to the protected status list that, you know, that's from Wales.
Yes, so the UK government has said all produce currently protected by EU rules in Britain will make up the new list of goods, which are protected geographic indication, with a protected geographic indication following the 29th of March and exiting the EU.
Ah, yes. So, the UK government had said all produce currently protected by EU rules in Britain will make up the new list of goods with a protected geographic indication following the 29th of March and exiting the EU.
Yes, that's right. So officials said they anticipated that the new UK status would also be recognised by the EU, even in a no-deal scenario.
Yes, a no-deal scenario for Brexit. So it would still be recognised. Yes, anyway, let's not get into the whole Brexit issue here. So, the Welsh plum has been given regional protected status.
Yes, I think you're right, Dave, not to get into the Brexit issue, but for the meantime, it's good news for the Welsh Denbigh plum, which has been awarded protected designation of origin, PDO status by the European Union. That's right. So here from the valleys of wonderful Wales, back to the studio.
So then, salad listeners, yes, you heard it here. So the Welsh Denbigh plum has been recognised by the European Union. But obviously, for how long is the question? You heard it here on Salad News Bits.
Very vocabulary.
Hello and welcome to Very Vocabulary. Yeah, the part of the program where we put your vocabulary to the test. Okay, and we teach you new vocabulary. Or maybe review some vocabulary that you may already know. You may have forgotten you even knew it. So, now then, at the beginning of the program I said, we didn't know if we were going to work on, intermediate vocabulary, basic vocabulary, more advanced vocabulary. Well, let's ask the man himself, because Alan Parsons, our grammar expert, is here to tell us. Alan, please tell us.
Yes, hello, Dave. Right, that's a good question. So I thought about that, and I thought maybe we can work on both, some intermediate, and high-level vocabulary or advanced vocabulary, and we can do it intermittently.
Okay, so we're going to have some intermediate and advanced vocabulary, one of each. Okay. So then, that's right. Are you ready to play? This is Very Vocabulary. Now then, this is the interactive part of the program, salad listeners. Okay, so we're going to start with one piece of vocabulary for intermediate level, and then followed by an advanced level one. Okay? We'll go in that order, intermediate, advanced. Okay? Are you ready? So let's have our first intermediate level vocabulary, please. This is the interactive part of the program. Try and translate this into perfect English. If you don't know them, make a note, even if it's mental.
Right, okay. Let's go. Here we go. Una grabación.
Intermediate vocabulary, una grabación. What do you think, salad listeners? Anybody? Yes, a recording. So grabar is to record. Una grabación, a recording, salad listeners. Yeah, we know about that here on Vaughan Radio. Now then, let's have our advanced vocabulary.
Right, okay, advanced vocabulary, here we go. Un recordatorio.
What do you think, salad listeners? Un recordatorio. Well, a reminder. So remember we say to remind someone. That's right, to remind someone of something. So, a reminder, un recordatorio. Yeah, or you can see on emails, a friendly reminder or friendly reminder. Please send me the information we requested. Very useful for emails, friendly reminder. Okay? Because there's a nice friendly tone when your colleagues read the email. That's right. Next, intermediate, please.
Right, intermediate, yes. Ágil.
Ágil. Well, very similar here, but how can we say it? What are the phonetics here? We say agile. That's right. Achille. Agile in English. Okay? You ready? Are you agile, salad listeners? Let's have another one. High level, please.
High level.
Right, okay, here we go. Candidato, solicitante.
Salad listeners. Candidato, solicitante. Well, you could say candidate. Candidato. Solicitante. Solicitar. Well, you can say to apply for. Solicitar. Solicitante. If there was to apply an applicant, we can have solicitante. Applicant. So we're going to have candidate or applicant. I like it. Next, please.
Yes, that's right. Intermediate here. Embajador.
Okay, well, ambassador, yeah? Fairly easy. Ambassador. Embajador, ambassador.
Yes, advanced. Atención sanguínea.
Yes, you can tell this is more advanced. Tensión sanguínea. What do you think? We don't say tension, but we do say pressure. Blood pressure. That's right. Have you had your blood pressure taken recently? Blood pressure. That's a good one. Next, please.
Right, okay. Intermediate. Descuidado.
Anybody? Descuidado. Well, cuidadoso, careful. Descuidado, careless. Yes, my colleague is so careless with data. You know? My son is so careless with his homework. Descuidado, careless.
Yes, that's right. Okay, next we have advanced level, preocupado.
Preocupado, salad listeners. Well, preocuparse is to worry, so preocupado, worried, you can say. And if it's more professional, you can say concerned. Maybe worried sounds a bit more personal. But you're concerned. I'm concerned about the sales. You know, you're kind of separating the, you know, the personal from the professional, okay? So I'm worried about, you know, my child at school, but I'm concerned about sales. So you could say worried or concerned. Next, intermediate, please.
Right, okay. Nublado.
Nublado. Well, I'm seeing a nube, cloud. Nublada, cloudy. That's right. Cloudy. That's very cloudy today.
Right, okay, here we go. High level. Here we go. Guarderia.
Guarderia. Was that high level? Well, it could be. There are different ways we can say this. I would say, what would you say, salad listeners? I would say nursery. Kindergarten, maybe some people say daycare center. You hear that in the US a lot, daycare center. I would say nursery, personally. Okay?
Right, okay, here we go. Eficiente.
Ah, yes, intermediate level. Efficient. It's pretty easy, don't you think? Too easy, salad listeners. Efficient.
Right, okay, if that's too easy, let's follow that with an advanced level one. Here we go. Prometido, prometida.
Ah, prometido, prometida. What do you think? Well, fiancé. Or fiancé. I would say fiancé. Au français, fiancé. So, yes, this is my fiancé. Let me introduce you to my new fiancé. Well, my new. Okay. My wife, I suppose you just say my fiancé. I suppose you have to say my new fiancé. So it could be male or female. It doesn't make a difference. Fiancé. Prometido, prometida. Okay, good.
Right, okay, here's an intermediate level one here. Plena jornada.
Plena jornada, what do you think? Full-time. En tiempo parcial, part-time, so full-time. Of a full-time employee.
Yes, that's right, full-time. Okay, ardor de estómago.
What do you think, salad listeners? Ardor de estómago. Anybody? Anybody? So actually, in English we say heartburn. So something to burn is quemar or something like to burn, but heartburn we say not really stomach burn. You have a stomach ache, no, but heartburn. Ardor de estómago, heartburn, salad listeners. Okay, yes. How are you getting on? This is our excellent vocabulary today on Very Vocabulary.
Okay, next. An intermediate piece of vocabulary here. Indice.
Indice. Hello, listeners. Yes. Index. That's right. Yes, you should use the index. It's much easier to find things. Index.
Right, okay. And more high level. Here we go. Impreciso.
Impreciso. Well, imprecise. Very imprecise. What do you think? Impreciso. Well, preciso, you can say precise or accurate. So inaccurate would also sound good here. Yes, these figures are very inaccurate. That's right. I like it.
Okay, right. Okay, we go. In principio.
It's intermediate. In principio. We would say initially, inicialmente, in principio. Initially. Well, you know, I'll be there. Well, we'll be there initially, you know. Initially, I was going to, you know, work in the, automobile sector. But, okay, that's right. So, let's have some more vocabulary, please.
Right, okay. Our next one, here we go. Rentabilidad.
Rentabilidad. What do you think, salad listeners? Well, profitability. If you think beneficios, profit. Rentabilidad, profitability. That's right. Profitability.
Yes, that's right. Profitability. Okay, next. Here we go. Mano de obra.
Mano de obra. Now, you could say labor. Right, labor. Or we can also say manpower. Manpower. But obviously, labor is non-gender specific. So labor, I think, is, you know, would be better in this case. So labor.
Right, okay, let's keep going as fast as we can. Here we go. Let me see. Acertijo.
Acertijo. That's another high-level one. Acertijo.
High-level!
Anybody? Well, I'll give you a clue and a pista. Batman. One of Batman's enemies was the Riddler. That's right. So acertijo, riddle. Literally, riddle. With E-L-E, a riddle. So acertijo, riddle. Like the Riddler on Batman, he would give little riddles and you would have to solve the riddles to solve the crime. Okay, let's keep going. More vocabulary.
Right, okay, here we go. Let me see. A pie. Andando.
A pie, andando. What do you think? On foot. Yes, I went on foot. Fui a pie. I went on foot. Literally, because you're on your feet. It makes sense.
And now a more high-level one. Antigüedad en una empresa.
Antigüedad en una empresa. Well, you could say seniority. That's right. Seniority makes sense.
Right, okay, just a few more here. Precedente, anterior.
What do you think? Preceding, we can say preceding. Okay, precedente, anterior, preceding.
Yes, that's right, preceding. Next we have bronceado.
Bronceado, bonito bronceado. You can say, right. Anybody? Suntan. That's right. Suntan. I mean, you can just say a tan. That's a nice tan, but generally suntan. All one word. Or you can just say tan if you want to. Wow, he's a real... Or to be tanned. Estar muy bronceado. He's very tanned. I mean, or you can say very suntanned as well. So a suntan. Bronceado.
Yes, that's right. So just a couple more. Here we go. Let's find some tricky ones here. A lo largo y ancho de.
What do you think, salad listeners? A lo largo y ancho de. Well, we can say throughout. Throughout his career, a lo largo y ancho de, throughout.
Yes, that's right. Okay, here we go. Toser.
Toser. Regular salad listeners will know toser is to cough. That's right. To cough in English, like a cup of coffee. Cough. C-O-U-G-H. Cough. So to cough, toser.
That's right. And I think we still have time for a couple more. So here we have... right. Temer.
Temer. To fear. That's right. To fear. Temer.
Right. And the last one here we have... Let me see. Dar ejemplo.
It's high level. Dar ejemplo. To set an example. Poner un ejemplo. To give an example. Dar ejemplo. To set an example. Thanks very much, Alan. This has been very vocabulary. That's all we have time for, Salad listeners. See you next time on The Salad.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio.
You're listening.
Lo que escuchas, Vaughn Radio.
Los Urban... ¿Qué son los urban?
Pues campamentos urbanos.
Bien. Y después de este máster...
Son campamentos de lunes a viernes en horario de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde.
En los que no se dan clase de inglés.
No, en nuestros campamentos,
todo puede ser...
En la mayoría de nuestros campamentos no damos clases, solamente es en el VIP. Que es el de adolescentes,
sí,
de 15 a 18 años.
Aprenden inglés sin darse cuenta.
Exacto.
Eso.
Les intentar que, pues eso, no vean el inglés como un enemigo o algo en el que le han obligado a ir al campamento, porque tengo que aprender inglés, ¿no?